Morning of today's daf and Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis. We are in Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. We're beginning this morning with Psukim in Kohelis. We're going to be quoting a number of Psukim from the 12th Perek of Kohelis. We're going to be discussing aging. This morning's topics are going to be aging and dying. Admittedly, these are not the most uplifting topics to be discussing. However, they are the realities of life. And the Gemara is going to be using an opportunity to speak about it. When I say an opportunity, I mean the entire daf today. The entirety of Kuf Nun Beis discusses these topics of aging and dying. How do we get onto this topic? How are we here? So we are in the 23rd parak of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah that we saw yesterday, discusses end of life. The Mishnah says, if you look in the middle of the Amud, Ein ma'atzmim es ha'meis b'Shabbos, is that person dies on Shabbos, so you cannot close the eyes on Shabbos even though the person is already dead. The issue is that the Mesis Muksa, we discussed that extensively yesterday, and Lo b'chol imitzias nefesh, and then the Mishnah goes on to say that during the week it would be absolutely prohibited to close one's eyes, close another person's eyes, if they are not yet dead. And so that means to say that the person's on his way out, but you close his eyes, and that is going to be an act of shfichas damim. The Mishnah concludes, ha'ma'asim imitzias nefesh harizeh shofech damim. So that if you accelerate the death, even just a minute, even a second, so that is going to be an act of shlichus damim. That's what we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. So the Gemara now is going to take this opportunity to talk about aging and dying. And we're going to start with a number of psukim in Kohelis. Here we are in the 12th parak of Kohelis. And we're going to be going a number of psukim into this 12th parak of Kohelis. We're actually starting in the second pasuk. We're going to go slow in this Kohelis. I mean, hopefully we'll not go so slow, but I'm saying the amount of time it's going to take to go through three psukim in Kohelis, the Gemara is going to really spend its time darshaning each and every of the psukim as it relates to a person getting older. We'll start off with Adasher lo sech shach ha-shemesh va'or. So before the darkening of the sun and the light, Zupadach va'achotam, this is a reference to the forehead and to one's nose. Well, how is it a reference to a forehead and a nose? Rashi writes over here, Shuhu hametzach shuhu chelek hamatzir yoser mikol ha-partzuf. In terms of the forehead is that which shines over any other part of the face, and that's why it illuminates. Back to the pasuk hayarech, now the moon, zu ha-neshama. That's a reference to the neshama. V'ha-kochavim ela lasasos, as far as the stars are concerned, that's a reference to the cheeks. V'shavu ha-avim, Acher hageshem zuma or ein of shalom shohalech acher abechi, and as far as the pasuk in Kohelis describing the clouds after the rain, so that's a reference to one's eyesight after he cries. A person's crying, and it's going to adversely affect one's eyesight. Amar Shmuel haydemasa ad arbim shnin hadra. For until you're 40 years of age, you cry, and what's going to happen is that your eyesight will still return. Mikan ve'elech lo hadra. But from that point going forward, from 40 and onward, you cry, and there's going to be a diminishment of the eyesight. V'amar Rav Nachman, hi. Kuchla, in terms of putting the eye salve, we spent a lot of time in this Masechta speaking about some sort of ointment that one puts in the eye. So, Adar ben Shnim, Mervach, Mikan ve'elech, afilu malya ka'avistan de girdar, ukim mukim. So up until 40 years of age, so what it's going to do is it's going to improve your eyesight. But after 40 years of age, the only thing you're going to do, even if you put in a lot, the avisna de girda, the weaver's beam. So I'm not familiar with the instrument, but it means you're going to be putting in a lot of the ointment. The only thing it's going to do is maintenance. Ukume mukin. It will not improve one's eyesight. It'll just simply maintain wherever you're at. However, irvuchi lo mirvach, but it's not going to improve. My kamash milan de kama de alim mekuch let fei male. And the Gemara says, incidentally, we also get to learn over here that in terms of application, so you want to put on more, meaning at the time where it can improve, so the more the better. Rabbi Chanin ishchir v'lei barte, the Gemara tells a tragic story. Rabbi Chanin lost his daughter, lo hava kabachi Allah, and he would not cry over her death. Amar le divasai tanagolosa afikta mi beis echam. And his wife said to him, I don't understand. You're treating this as if we lost a chicken. I don't understand. Why are you not showing? Why are you not displaying the proper emotion? So Amalei Tarte, so he says to his wife, he explains to his wife. He says, if I cry at this point in my life, now I'm going to be losing two things. I already lost my daughter. And now on top of that, you want me to also lose my eyesight as well? T tichla v'ivra. So now I become bereft of my child, and now you also want me to become blind as well. And the Gemara says that this is in accordance with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is Sheish Demaothein, that in terms of crying, we're going to break it up into six different types of crying. And of those six, we're going to break it up into two categories, Shalosh Yafos v'Shalosh Ra'os. Three cryings which are good and three cryings which are is going to adversely affect a person. Shal Hashem v'Shal Bechi v'Shal Beis HaKisei Ra'os. If it is the crying that comes as a result of smoke, or crying that comes as a result of Bechi, the last Rashi writes, Mitoch Ava V'Tzara, because of mourning and grief and anguish. And also the Beis HaKisei, Rashi says, Mitoch Yusurin, the person unfortunately struggling in the bathroom. So these are all Ra'os, these are all crying that which is bad and it's going to be detrimental to one's vision. On the other hand, Shal Sam V'Shal Shchok V'Shal Peros Yafos, if it is a crying, it's tears that is produced from some sort of medicine that you're putting in an eye, or tears of laughter, or let's say peros yafos. Rashi describes cutting sharp mustard, but I think we can relate to this in terms of cutting a sharp onion. So all those are good types of tears. We're now back to the pasuk in Koheles. This is now the third pasuk of the 12th parak of Koheles. And again, the Gemara now just simply quoted the beginning of the Pasuk, but we are now going to go phrase by phrase through the Pasuk and darshan each part of the Pasuk. And again, the theme of this is a person getting older. And on the day in which you will tremble, the Shomer Habayis, the guards of the house, and the Gemara explains that this refers to a person's sides and his ribs. And the members of the army, elu shokaim, that is your thighs. Ubitlu atochnos, elu shinayim. And the grinders is a reference to your teeth. Vechashchu aroim barubos, elu einayim. And the skylight is a reference to your eyes. Amalei kesa lo Yeshua ben Chanani, my time lo asus le Bei Avidan. And the Caesar says to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanani, why didn't you go to Bei Avidan? What is Bei Avidan? This is not the first time in our Masechta that we spoke about Bei Avidan. Rashi over here gives a description. Rashi can be found right alongside where we are in the Gemara. Third line down. Bei Avidan. Malkum ha'asu lisvakeach im tzidukim ubaitusim. It is a place where you have arguments together with the tzidukim ubaitusim in Yisrael. B'mikra usam psukim. So there, it's a debate hall. It's a debate hall, and you're together with the Tzedukim Baitusim, sectarian groups of the Jewish people who are not subscribing to Torah Shabbat Peh. And so, and a pasuk comes up and how to interpret that pasuk. And we have a Masorah and we have Torah Shabbat Peh, so we're going to interpret it based on our Masorah. They don't have Torah Shabbat Peh, and so we debate in there. And so the Caesar wants to know, how come Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanan, you didn't go? Now, his answer is basically going to be old age, but he's going to be a little bit specific in terms of how he's being affected by old age. So, Amar Leis, this is Rabbi Yeshua's response to the Caesar, Tur Taleg. The mountaintop is filled with snow. And Rashi explains, Ha'har na'aseh shalat klamar roshi lavad, my hair is white. And Tzcharani galidim, and surrounded by ice, Rashi says, Svivosav shalhar malo kerach klamar sfami uzikeini hilbinu. So my mustache and my beard also are white. And kaboy lo nivchin. And the dogs are simply not barking. Rashi koli eno nishma. My voice is simply not heard. I mean, I can't speak as loud as I used to. And tichoni lo tochninim. And the teeth don't grind. Basically, he attributes it to the fact that he's just simply getting older. And that's why he didn't go to Bei Avidan. Bei Rav Amrei. Adelo Avidan Bechishna. In the yeshiva of Rav, they would describe old age as the following. Even if you didn't lose something, you're always looking as if you're trying to look for something that was lost. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yossi ben Kismi Amar Tava Tre Mitlas. Two is better than three, meaning when you are young and you're able to walk with your two legs, it's better than when you get older, and now you're going to need a third leg, otherwise known as a cane. Vaila lechada da'azav lo asya, and woe to the one that goes and does not come back. Mahi Amar Chisi Yankusa, it's a reference to one's youth. Ki also Rabdimi Amar Yankusa Kaliasa Devirda. Rabdimi says that as far as youth is concerned, the crown, it's a crown of roses. And Savusa Klila de Chilfe. And as far as Old Asia is concerned, its crown is basically made up of thorns and thistles. Okay, and it speaks to the idea that youth is, on one hand, it's beautiful. On the other hand, it doesn't last a very long time. Old age, on the other hand, does last for a long time. Tana Mishmei de Rebbe Meir, Dok Bekachi V'Tishkach B'Nigre. And it was said over in the name of Rebbe Meir, in terms of just how to maintain better health, you should chew your food well, and you're going to find that you're going to be able to walk better. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, V'Nizba Lechem Niyeh Tovim V'Ra Lo Reinu. So you eat the bread, and you're going to have good, meaning so that you should be eating food. Amar Le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. And Shmuel now gives the following advice to his student, Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the way he always describes the student, Rabbi Yehuda. He describes him as Shinana. This is throughout Shas. You can take a look on the side of the Gemara here, where there is just, whatever. It comes up a lot of times that this is Shmuel's description of Rabbi Yehuda. It means sharp tooth one. It could be just simply that he was sharp. Either way, Shari Shakech Va'achal Lachmech Ad Arbim Shini Michlib Male. So he says that you should open your mouth and let the bread come in and until 40 years of age. So Michle Male, the amount of food that you eat is better, meaning you should be eating. Mikan Ve'elech Mishte Male, but from this point going forward, drinking is going to be better. Amale Ahu Guza L'Rebbe Yehoshua Menkarcha. The Gemara now is going to be citing a discussion, a heated discussion, between Guza and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, just a couple of days ago, you go back to Kuf Nun, and there, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha comes up in the Gemara, and in terms of the identity of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, so there is a suggestion, Tosus discusses it there at length. You can see Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, and see the second Tosus over there. So there is a suggestion that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha is Rabbi Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. And he's referred to the son as Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva was bald. And so it was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Tosfos has a really difficult time with that. There are historical problems with that in terms of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. It just simply doesn't jive with other information that we know regarding Yehoshua ben Karcha historically. And also halachically, it doesn't make sense that we would just simply be referring to Rabbi Akiva as the bald one. We don't assign nicknames to people, certainly if they're not complimentary nicknames. And so, Tosus has a difficulty with that. The most probably over here, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, if not Rabbi Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha could just simply be that ben Karcha is just a description of Rabbi Yehoshua, meaning ben Karcha, like we say, the person's a ben Torah, meaning that's a description of him. We don't mean that he is the son of Torah; it means that he's a ben Torah. And when we describe Rabbi Yehoshua, we're describing him as a ben Karcha, meaning he himself is bald. Okay. And in the course of this Gemara right over here, that seems to be the most reasonable pshat in terms of explaining Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. It's just simply a description, a physical description of himself, that he was bald. And now he's now having an argument with the Guza. The Guza is one of two things. Number one, he's a eunuch. He was castrated. Number two is that he's also a tzaduki. And so, a contentious argument between the two of them. So, we start with the Guza, who says to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, Mehacha lekarchina kama havai. How long does it get from here to the land of baldness? There is no land of baldness. It was just basically him poking Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha over the fact that he's bald. So, Amalei, kemehacha leguzina. So in a great response and a great retort, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha says it's about the same amount of time to get from here to the land of castration. So Amar Leih Tzeduke Barcha Kadcha Ba'arba'a. So he says, look, if I were to get a bald goat, so it'd be worth 4 zuzim. So Amar Leih Ikra Shlifa B'tamnanya. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha is just simply playing along in this contentiousness, and he says, that's funny. If I try to buy a goat that's already castrated, so it's already sterilized, so that cost 8. In other words, because you're not only paying for the goat, but you're paying for the process of sterilization as well. Chazir de los Samisane. Now he saw, meaning this is now the tzaduki, sees that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha is not wearing shoes. So Chazir de los Samisane, he wasn't wearing shoes. Amalei, Al Sus Melech. In other words, basically, he's going to get to the point of how is it possible that you're not walking around with shoes? And he says to him, if a person's riding on a horse, so you can assume that that person's a king. Al Chamor Ben Chorm, if the person's riding on a donkey, at least he's a free man. Udimana Liberaglayo Bar Inish. Now, if he's wearing shoes, he's a person. But if a person's not wearing shoes, somebody's buried is better than that person not wearing shoes. And this is an expression that's agreed to by everybody, meaning Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha is aware of that. Now, the Gemara does not give an explanation in terms of why Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha was not wearing shoes. I'm sure there was a good explanation in terms of why he wasn't, but the reality was he wasn't wearing shoes. So Amrlei Guza Guza Tlas Amartli Tlas Shamat. So finally, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha says to the Tzeduki, look, you shared with me all your wonderful pieces of information, and you told me three different points. Let me share with you three separate points myself. Hadras Panim Zaken, or Zikan. In terms of what gives a person his distinguished look, it's going to be the beard. And obviously, this was a barb over at the Tzeduki. The Tzeduki was castrated, and so therefore, hormonally, he was not in the position where he could grow a beard. And so Hadras Panim, so a person's splendor is going to be the beard on his face. And Simchas Lev Isha, and a person's joy is going to be his wife. And again, this also is an attack on the Tzeduki, being that he is castrated, he's not going to marry. And Nachlas Hashem Banim, and the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be your children. And Baruch HaMakom Shemanach Mikulam, and thank God that he prevented you from having any one of those three. So Amalei, so the Tzeduki says back to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, Karcha Mitsuyana. So he says, I see that you're a bit cantankerous today, and you're quarrelsome. So Amalei Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. So he says, look, I didn't start up with you; you started up with me. So he says, I'm just fighting fire with fire. We head back to the topic of aging. Amalei Rabbi Le Rabbi Shimon Ben Chalapta Mimne Ma Lo Hikbanu Panecha Berego. So Rebbe says to Rebbe Shimon Ben Chalafta, there was a yontiv, and obviously Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Ben Chalafta are living after Churban Bayis Sheni, and so there's no aliyah l'regel, but still there is a mitzvah on yontiv to be mekabel your pnei Rebbe, to go see your Rebbe on yontiv. And so he says, look, you had an opportunity to be mekabel pnei Rebbe, and you didn't come see me on yontiv. So how come you didn't make the trip? So Amrlei, so the response is the following. Salaim Nasu Gvoim. You know, these little pebbles now, they look like big rocks. And again, he's describing now the aging process and how it's not as easy as it used to be. Krovim Nasu Rechokim. A short trip now no longer seems like a short trip, it seems like a very long trip. And Mishtaim Nasu Shalosh, and two has now become three, and that's the reference to the cane. I no longer walk on my two legs. I need the assistance of the cane. And Mishum Shalom Bais Batal. And on top of that also, the Mesim Shalom Bais Batal. And also, I simply do not have the libido that I once had. And so as a result of that, there is a lack of Shalom Bais. And the assumption is that because he cannot be with his wife with the kind of frequency that he used to, so he has to physically be there in order to give her a sense of companionship. Okay, we are back to the Pesukim in Koheles. So far, we have covered, we've almost gone to full Amud, we've covered the second Pesuk of Koheles, we've covered the third Pesuk of Koheles in the 12th Perek, and now we're up to the fourth Pesuk in Koheles. V'sagrut l'asayim v'shok. So again, it is a description of the effects of aging on the body, and the Pesuk speaks in code, and the Gemara is decoding. V'sagut l'asayim v'shuk elu nekafesh adam. This is a reference to the orifice as a person. And v'sheifal kol hatachna v'shvil korkavan she'enu tochein. And that refers to the GI system, which is no longer functioning. V'yakom l'kol sipor, and you wake up at the sound of a bird. And this one you can probably guess. The Gemara says she'afil sipor minaroso mishnaso. And what happens is that you hear a bird chirping, and that's going to wake up from your sleep. You just simply do not have the deep sleep that you once had when you were young. V'shachu kol benos hashir, shafilu kol shirim v'shiros, domos alav ke shoche. People are singing around you, and it's like people are whispering, meaning you can't hear that well. And Af Barzilai Hagilah De'amar LaDavid. And Barzilai said to David HaMelech, Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom, Aida Ben Tov L'Ra. So, and I'm 80 years of age, and it's hard for me to know the difference. Mikan She'da'osav Shel Zekenim Mishtanos. And you see that as the person gets older, so his Deya gets a little bit weaker. Im Yitam Abdecha Es Asher Uchal Ve'es Asher Ishteh. And it's hard for me to taste, and the Gemara now explains. Mikan she sifso sehem shel zekenim mitrafos. So as far as the taste buds are concerned, also diminishment. Im eshma od bekol sharim v'sharos mikan shel zekenim shel zekenim miskavdos. The hearing starts to go as you get older. Amar Rav, and on this Rav makes the following comment: Barzilai hagiladi shakra. The man's lying. So Havadahu Amta Dahavya Bay Rebbe, because I'm telling you, the maidservant of Rebbe, Batisha Matartin Shnin Hava, she was 92 years of age, and Taima Kidra, and she was tasting the food for Rebbe. So it's not necessarily true, there is no diminishment. So Rava Amar Barzila Higiladi Shot of Bizima Hava. Rava gives a different explanation, meaning he's not assuming that Barzila is lying, but he's explaining that at 80 years of age, there really shouldn't be as much of a diminishment. It just happens to be that specific to the case of Barzilai, that there was a diminishment because he was shatuf bezima, because he was always involved in lascivious acts, and that accelerated his decline. The chol shatuf bezima zikna kofetzus alav. The Gemara says that if a person is involved in inappropriate behavior, so then old age, it comes even quicker. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tamid Chachamim, Kozman, Shemaskinim, Chachman, Nitosus Behem. That as far as Tamid Chachamim is concerned, as he gets older, so his wisdom is adding. Shenemar, Bashishim Chachma, Varech, Amim, Tevuna. That as the person gets older, so his insight, it becomes better. Ve'amei Aretz, Kozman, Shemaskinim, Tifshus, Nitosus Behem. Now when it comes to Nama Aretz, as he gets older, so his ignorance becomes even more pronounced. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Meisi safan le'namanim v'tam zekenim yikach." That as a person gets older, so his understanding is to be taken away. And the Gemara understands this as a reference to an Amah Aretz. Okay, we're headed back now. The Arperik in Koheles. Gam mi gov a yirau shafilu gav shushus ketana. And as far as a person getting older and aging, so even a small little mountain starts to look like a small little mound starts to look like a big mountain. That as a person is walking, he's mahalech on the way, he's going on the way, so he's filled with anxiety. Vayna eitz ha-shaked, and as far as the pasuk says that describing some sort of almond tree. So zu klivsos, this is a reference to the person's hip. V'yisakel ha-chagav elu agavos, and that's a reference to his buttocks. V'tafir ha-aviyona zu chemda, that's a reference to his libido. So all this diminishes as he gets older. Rav Kahana have a pasuk sidre kamei derav. And Rav Kahana would be saying over Psukim in front of Rav, Ki matala haikra, when he got to these Psukim, Nagid v'idnach, so he let out a sigh. Amar shmamina batale chamdei the Rav. And now he understood, as he was reading this Pasuk, meaning he was reading the Psukim in Koheles, and Rav lets out a sigh, and it's telling, it's revealing. And Rav just simply does not have the kind of libido that he once had. Amar Rav Kahana ma'idichsiv, ki hu amar v'yehi zu isha. Pasuk in Tehillim says that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and it was, and this is a reference to a woman. And Hutzivavi Amod is a reference to children. Tana Isha Chemes Malo Tsawa Upia Malaya Dam. The Gemara says that if one were to think about it logically, the idea that a man is attracted to a woman is somewhat illogical. There is excrement coming out of the woman. There's blood coming out of the woman. And if one were just to think about it from an abstract, right, that is not the most attractive thing. But meanwhile, right, needless to say, hardwired into the male condition is that they run after women, and that's the and that's going back to the pasuk kihu amar veyehi, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded that that's the case, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the nature of man that he's going to be extraordinarily attracted to woman, even though if you abstract, it's, you know, you can make the argument that she's not that attractive, but obviously that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it. Ki olech adam el beis olamo, amar Rav Yitzchak melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik nosten lo medur lefi kvodo. Now the Gemara here is going to be making a turn. I should have first paused, introduced. It's not too late. I'm going to pause and introduce. Okay, the next section of our Gemara over here now is going to stop the discussion of aging. I'm sure that properly subdued us. I think that was a lot of reality for one amud of the daf. And now we move from the topic of aging to the topic of death. Okay, so admittedly, like I said in the beginning of Shir today. So just a lot of reality. So it's good. The reality is good. It's not the most uplifting, but it's good. And with that stated, so we are leaving now the Pesukim and Koheles, and now we are going to just the opposite. We're staying on the Pesukim and Koheles, and now we're transitioning from aging to death. And the Pesuk says, Ki olech adam el beis olamo. So after the person has gone through all that wonderful aging, so then he's going to go to Beis Olamo. Okay, that's still the 12th parak of Koheles. Am Rav Yitzchak Melamed Shekol Tzadik V'Tzadik Nosen Lo Medur Lefi Kvodo. And that means to say that every tzadik is going to be getting a dwelling place that is going to be representative of what he has earned. Mashal HaMelech Shenichnas Huv Avodav Le'ir. It's comparable to a king and his servants that are going into a city, they all go in the same way, i.e. death. And however, when in terms of where they're actually going to be lodging, so everyone based on the status of where they're at. And the pasuk says that that as far as childhood is concerned, And shachrus, when a person has dark hairs, meaning his youth, so that is hevel's vein. Dvarim shadam osim bialduso mashkir and panav. So the Gemara says that when we were young and things that we did in our youth and our immaturity, so they're going to darken our face, meaning we're going to be embarrassed by those actions. And leizik nasa when we get older. Ve'am revisa kasha rima lameis kemachad bebasar achai. Difficult is the worms that go through the body when the person is buried, and it's going to be feeling like basar achai, it's going to be feeling like a needle going through basar achai. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ach besaro olav yichav, that the person is going to be feeling the worms going through his body like the needles. Amrav chista, nafsho shel adam mitabelas alav choshiva, that as far as who is going to be misabel, who is going to be mourning the loss. So obviously, family members who are surviving, so they're going to be mourning. Rav Chista, however, is teaching us another halacha, which is that not only are the family members going to be mourning, but even the neshama of the mace, so he too is going to be mourning for 7 days. So Adam Isabel Salav Kol Shiva Shenemar V'Nafsho Alav Te'avel. The nefesh of a person is also going to be mourning. Uksiv Ayas Laviv Evel Shivas Yamim. And we find it also at the end of Sefer Bereishis, where the Avel over here is a reference to the mace himself, and he's going to be mourning for 7 days. Amar Rav Yehuda, Meisha Ein Lo Menachmim Hochin Yud B'nei Adam Yoshim Mim Koma. And if, let's say, Rachmanis, a person dies and there is nobody who is sitting Shiva, so what should happen is that you should assemble 10 men, V'yoshim Mim Koma, and have him sit in his place, and that will be sit in the place, meaning Rashi says, sit in the place where he died, and that will be a nechama to the neshama, because the neshama also is going to be mourning. Ahud Deshachiv, the last line of Kufnin and Beis Amad Aleph. Ahud Deshachiv b'Shavuusei de Rabbi Yehuda lo hayu lo menachmen. Somebody died in the community of Rabbi Yehuda, and there was nobody there to provide the nechama. Kol Yuma Havei Davar Rav Yehuda Be'asara. Every day, davar over here means to assemble. Every day, Rabbi Yehuda would assemble 10 people. V'yasve beduchtei, and would be in the place in where he died. La'achar shivas yamin. And then after 7 days, yischazalei bechilma, the Rabbi Yehuda. So the niftar came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. Ba'amar lei tanuch datach shi'inachta al dati. So you should be comforted because you comforted me. Amar Rabbi Abba kol she'omrim b'fnei ames yodea. Now, the Gemara here has a discussion. We had this discussion already back in Brachos in terms of what does a mace know about what goes on in this world. Anything that is said in front of the mace yodea, the mace knows what is going to happen. The mace knows what is being said. Ashi yisasim agola, until the gola is going to be covered. Ashi yisasim agola, what is that a reference to? So if you take a look at the top Rashi, the top line on Rashi, Kisui Shinosin al Arono, so Rashi describes it as the top of the coffin, the cover of the coffin. So that is Stima Sagola. You can see Tosus over here at length, the only Tosus on this Amud, who discusses, debates with Rashi exactly what the definition of Stima Sagola is. Tosus does not agree with Rashi's interpretation. If you take a look, about a third of the way down in Tosfos, appears Rabbeinu Tam, Digolo Hainu Evan Gedolo Sha'al Arono Shalmeis, Shikorin Matseva. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's the time that the Matseva set up. Okay, which obviously creates a tremendous discrepancy between Rashi and his grandson Rabbeinu Tam in terms of what exactly is the point of Stima Sagolo. Fine. And this debate between Rashi and Tosfos occurs a number of times throughout Shas, in terms of what the definition is. But anyway, Rashi over here says that it's the time that it's the point where you're putting the cover on the Aram. Pligi bar Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, a debate between these late Tanayim, and that is Chanamar Ashi Yisasim Agola, Chanamar Ashi Akel Habasar. It's at what point in time the mace knows what is being said in this world about him. So one is of the position that Stima Sagola, let's say like Rashi, it's the putting of the lid on top of the coffin. And the other is until you have the flesh of the person decomposing underground. This pasuk in Iyov that we quoted on the Amud Aleph, we get to quote it again, because what the impression that you get is that while the flesh is still on the person, so he is aware of what's going on. And man da'amar shi'istam agola dechsiv v'yeshav ha'afar al ha'aretz kishahaya. And meanwhile, the other position, that says that a person knows what's going on, but only up until the Stima Sagolel, is based on the pasuk in Koheles, again, 12th parak of Koheles, that has been our parak for today. V'yashov ha'afar al ha'aretz, that when the person returns to the dust, and that means to say that when he goes underground, it's at that point in time, and only at that point in time, that he does not know what is being said about him. Tanur Rabbanan the Gemara quotes a brice of Aruch, Tashuv El Halokim, Asher Natna. And the Gemara explains this pasuk in Koheles, Tanei Lo Kamash Nasalach B'Tahara, Af Ata B'Tahara. So you should return your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same condition that it was given to you. And it should sound familiar, L'Kai Neshama, and the tefillah of L'Kai Neshama, that is said exactly when it's said in the morning, machlokas amongst the poskim, but typically it's said after Asher Yatzar. Not everyone agrees with that. Anyway, so tahorahi, we describe the neshama as tahora, and the bracha goes on to say that we should be returning it in the same condition that it was given to us, meaning also in a state of tahara. And this brisa repeating the same idea, basing it on the pasuk in Koheles. And the Gemara gives the mashal. Mashal amelch basav adam shechalak big day machus la'avadav. So if I can give you a parable, says the Gemara, to help you understand this. It is like somebody who was issued clothing from a king. Pechen shebehem kaplum v'hinichum b'kufsa. So those people who are wise, so they're going to take this clothing that was given to them by the king, and they're going to fold it, and they're going to store it, and keep it in pristine state. Tifshin, those who are foolish, shebehem hachu v'asu behem malacha. They're just going to wear the clothing, and they're going to do the work while wearing the clothing, and obviously ruin the clothing. So now when it comes time to return the clothing to the king, so those who are wise are going to be returning the clothing, and it's going to be pressed, and it's going to look great. And the fools are going to be returning it, and it's going to be dirty. The king is going to be happy to see the pikhim, the wise, and the king is going to be angry with the foolish. Apichin amar yinasni kli laotzar vehem yachula bateim l'shalom. Now, regarding the pikhim, the king is going to say that take the keli and just put into the otzar, meaning the kli itself is ready to be put right into the storehouse. It's in perfect condition. And as far as the people are concerned who maintained it, so they can go to their batim, they can go to their houses. Al tibshin amar. Now, regarding the foolish, the king is going to say, kli nasna l'koves. Now, as far as the kli is concerned, so that has to be washed because it's filthy. So just send it to the cleaner so they can get washed. Vehein. And so as far as the people were concerned who did not maintain the clothing, in fact, just the opposite, they dirtied the clothing. So they're going to go to the Beis Asurim, they're going to go to the jail. Now, as far as the analogy is concerned, sometimes the Gemara spells it out, sometimes the Gemara does not spell it out. Here the Gemara spells out the analogy. And the Gemara says, as far as the Tzaddikim are concerned, so as far as their guf is concerned, the body, so it says, Yavo shalom yanucha mishkavosam. So they're going to be lying in state, and it's going to be shalom, it's going to be peaceful. The Anishmasam Omer, now regarding the Shamas, it says, Vaisa nefesh adonit tzura b'tzura chayim, that their souls are going to be bound with the bounds of life. Al gufam shel rishayim. Now let's turn to the rishayim. And from the mashal. So what do we learn? What do we draw from the mashal? So as far as the bodies of the Rishayim are concerned, Hu Omer, Ein Shalom, Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. So the Pasuk Yishayahu, that there is no peace for the bodies of the Rishayim. Ve'al Nishmasam Hu Omer, now regarding the Neshamas, so remember, in the Mashal, so the clothing was laundered. So now in the Nimshal, so what's going to happen now to the Neshama? Hu Omer, Ve'es Nefesh O'Yvecha Yikalani B'Soch Kafa Kela. What's going to happen is that the Neshama is going to be thrown around, almost like a sling. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Minishmasim Shal Tzadikim Gnuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Eliezer articulates it in the following manner, that as far as the Neshama of Tzadikim are concerned, they're going to be tucked away underneath the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Vayitzeh Nefesh Adoni Tzrara B'Tzrara HaChayim. V'shal Rishayim, now as far as the Neshama of the Rishayim are concerned, Zomomos V'Hochos, they're going to be restrained. And they're going to be sent into some sort of exile. Umalach echad omei b'sof ha'olam, umalach echad omei b'sof ha'olam. And you have two malachim standing at the extremities of the world, umekalim neshama zil hazeh, and throwing the neshama of the rasha from one to the other. Shenemar v'es nefesh o'evecha yikalana b'sof kaf hakela. And again, this pasuk we quoted earlier, it gives a description of it being thrown around like a slingshot. And that's what is going to happen to the neshama of a rasha. Now, where do the rest of us stand? Meaning, so far we discussed the extremities. We discussed the tzaddik, and we discussed the rasha. What about the beinonim? Gemara's next question. Amalei Rabbi Rav Nachman shel beinonim mai. So that's good. What is going to happen to the beinonim? So Amalei Ika shechivna lo armor luchu. So he says, look, it's not been reported to me. Meaning, I have not had any conversation with anyone who died. So I do not have a first-hand report or account. But I do have a member set over in the name of Shmuel, which is Elu Ve'elu Leduma Nimsarim. So these, Rashi says, these is a reference to Rishayim and Beinonim. So they're going to be given over to the Malach. The Malach's name is Duma, and he is appointed over the Neshamas. So they're going to be handed over to Duma. Halalu Yesh La'Manoach, Halalu Ein La'Manoach. Now as far as the Beinonim are concerned, they're going to have rest. And as far as the Rishayim are concerned, they're not going to have rest. Amr of Mary Asidim Sadikim Dahabu Afra. The Sadikim are going to return to dust. Ichsiva Yeshova Afar Ala Aris Kishaya. The Pasuk in Kohelas describes that you return to the Afar like you once were. So that means to say that even for the Sadikim, they're going to be buried and there's going to be full decomposition. And they're going to return to dust. And Hanu Kupulai, the Gemara now tells the following story, a follow-up story to what we just learned. There were these diggers, the Havukaple Ba'ara, and they were digging in the ground, the Rav Nachman, Nachar Bahu, and it was the property of Rav Nachman, Nachar Bahu, Rav Acha Ba'Yoshia, and Rav Acha Ba'Yoshia was buried over there, and presumably they didn't know, let's assume the best, and anyway, he grunted, meaning so he was buried over there, So the first notable thing is that his body didn't decompose, and not only that, but he produced the sound. As you can imagine, it spooked the diggers. I think it would have done that to any one of us. So also Amar Leila Rav Nachman. So they're running to Rav Nachman. They're reporting to Rav Nachman, Nachar ben Gavra, that this person who was buried in the ground, so he snorted. And they were freaked out, totally understandably. Also Amar Leila Man Nihu Mar. So he goes over there and he says, "Who are you?" So Amar Leila Ana Achai Bar Yoshia. And he identifies himself and he says, "I am Achai Bar Yoshia." So Rav Nachman, by the way, just so that we understand, Rav Nachman right now is having a conversation with this mace. So Amar Leila Valav Amar Rav Mari Asidi Tzadikim Dehavi Afra. So now Rav Nachman says to him, "I don't understand. I have a tradition that even the tzaddikim are going to decompose and they're going to become part of the earth. And how is it that you were buried? We don't know how long ago he was buried, but certainly at a point in time where there should have been decomposition, there wasn't decomposition." And Rav Nachman says it's a violation of the it's a violation of what Rav Murray told me. Rav Murray told me that there is going to be decomposition. So Amar Leila Umane Mari Delo Yadanele. So he says, "I don't know who you're talking about." Meaning, okay, you have a memra. Meanwhile, I didn't hear it. So this is Rav Achai's response. Amar Leila, so Rav Nachman says, "V'hakraksiv." So he says, "Okay, so you didn't have that memra. Okay, fine. So we're not gonna argue over a memra, but we have a pasuk in Koheles. We quoted the pasuk already a number of times this morning, and we're gonna quote it again. V'yashova afar la'aretz keshaya. The pasuk says that you return to the dirt like you once were." So the pasuk says that a person's going to be buried in and return to the earth. So Amar Leila diakrecha koheles lo ikrei mishle. So Rav Achai says back to Rav Nachman, "Look, you know psukim and koheles, that's great. And whoever taught you koheles, he did a great job. But he obviously didn't teach you mishle. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, v'reka v'atzamas kina. Why is it that there's decomposition? It's because of the jealousy that we have. Kol mi sheyesh lo kina b'libo atzmasav markivin. Anyone who had jealousy in his heart, so his bones rot. And kol she'ein lo kina b'libo, ein atzmosav markivin. And if a person does not have jealousy, so then he's not going to rot. And gashashe chazi dias be mashasha. Now Rav Nachman pokes the body of Rav Achai, and he sees that all this is real, and there's mamashas, and his body didn't decompose. So Amar Leila Leko Mar Legave Debase. And so Rav Nachman says to Rav Achai, "Look, clearly you're not decomposing, and why don't you just simply get up and go home?" So Amar Leila Galita Adaycha Dafilu Nivia Lo Karisi. So Rav Achai says to Rav Nachman, "Look, your question is indicative of the fact that you don't even know Nevi'im, meaning you don't know you didn't know the pasuk in Mishle, and now you don't even know Nevi'im." It says in Yecheskel, "V'idatim kinei Hashem b'pischis kavrseichem." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I open the graves." Amar Leila. So in other words, Rav Achai says that it's not for me to get up from the ground. Kadosh Baruch Hu will open it up, and then and only then will I go home. But I cannot do that before Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do so. Okay. So certainly it goes without saying that this is unusual, to say the least. But nevertheless, the exchange between Rav Nachman and the person who dies somewhere on his property, and the back and forth regarding decomposition. Amar Leila Aksiv ki afarta ve'al afarta shuv. So Rav Nachman finally says to Rav Achai, "Look, okay, so I don't know Mishle and I don't know Yecheskel, but look, the pasuk in Koheles, meaning I quoted the beginning of our discussion, and it's pretty clear that everybody's going to return to the earth and everyone's going to become dust and there is going to be decomposition of the body. So, okay, so what are you going to do with that pasuk in Koheles?" So Amar Leila Ahusha Achas Kodem Tchias HaMeisim. So he says, no, that's a reference to one moment before Tchias HaMeisim, meaning that, yes, there's going to be decomposition, but it doesn't necessarily mean the moment you're put into the ground. It could be that for the most of your time spent subterranean, you're not going to have decomposition. And then the moments before Tchias HaMeisim, there will be full decomposition, like the pasuk in Koheles says, and then afterwards, obviously experiencing of Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, we're going to pause over here at this point in time in the Gemara, and let's quickly review. The Gemara started off with Psukim in Koheles. We went through the first part of today's daf, the 12th parak of Koheles, and we went through Psukim, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Within these Psukim, so we went through basic deterioration of the body, the aging of the body, and we went through phrase by phrase, almost word for word in every one of these Psukim, how the Pasuk is a reference to various parts of the body, and how there just simply is a deterioration of all these parts of the body. The Gemara on the Amud Aleph gives a little bit of advice in terms of keeping healthy, in terms of eating versus drinking, before 40, after 40 years of age. On the Amud Aleph, on Kufnan Beis Amud Aleph, we had a debate between Rabbi Yeshua Mekarcha and the Tzduki, a contentious debate between the two of them. That took up a little bit of the Amud Aleph. The Tzeduki also happened to have been a Sris, and they went back and forth, basically jabbing one another. The Gemara returned back to the topic of aging, and the question of whether or not by the time you get to 80 years of age, are you basically going to lose your hearing, lose your taste, lose your sight. So the Gemara says, Barzilai HaGiladi describes himself being 80 years of age, and just simply losing a lot of his senses. And the Gemara discusses, is he representative of the norm? Is he not representative of the norm? The Gemara quoted that the Amta de Bei Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, was 92 years of age, and she had her faculties and she had her sense of taste. The Gemara also notes that Barzilai Giladi was shut up Bezima. He was involved in a lot of immoral behavior, and that could accelerate the aging process. The Gemara then transitioned from discussing aging, and then the Gemara moved on to death. As we continued in the Psukim Koheles, Ki Holecha Adam El Beis Olamo, right, that Pasuk in Koheles, and from there the Gemara transitioned now to the topic of death. First, the Gemara discussed exactly where everyone is going to be, well, not exactly where everyone's going to be, but Mida Keneged Mida, based on Tzchar Va'Onesh, wherever a person earned his place in the Olam HaElyon, that's where he's going to be. Everybody, the Gemara gave a mashal. Everybody's basically walking in the same entrance, meaning death. But after that point in time, in terms of where you're going to be, so that's going to be based on your actions in this world. The Gemara then actually gave us some halacha today, that if a person is misabel over the loss of his own body, meaning that when a person dies, so the avelim are not only the relatives who survive, but even the mace himself, his neshama, his nefesh, is also going to be misaba. Gemara says, as far as Allah is concerned, so what you should do is you should assemble 10 people, gather around the makam misa, the place where he died, do so for the 7 days of Avelus. The Gemara told the story where Rabbi Huda, in fact, did that, and the mace came over to him after the week of Shiva and thanked him very much for giving him the actual neshama, the comfort that was necessary. The mace knows what's going on in this world up until what point in time. A machlokus amarim is now we're on the Amud Beis. The two shitas are either up until the point of stimas agolel. That in of itself is a machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is stimas agolel? Rashi is of the position stimas agolel is when you put the lid on the coffin. So it's at that point in time that the mace no longer knows what's being said about him in this world. And the other position in the Gemara is that it is to the point of decomposition. The Gemara discusses the fates of Rishayim Tzadikim, and then the Gemara ends off just a little bit in terms of the Beinonim. And then the Gemara finishes off the daf today describing what happens to the remains of Tzadikim. In other words, everyone goes through decomposition. The Pasuk in Koheles describes that a person is going to be returning to the earth, returning to the dust. And meanwhile, Rav Nachman on his property had a person who was buried over there, a tzaddik who was buried on his property, and he did not experience decomposition. And then the Gemara described a conversation that took place between Rav Nachman and the mace in terms of why he didn't go through decomposition. And the mace was Rav Achai and Rav Achai Bar Yoshia. And why he didn't go through decomposition. And meanwhile, the pasuk in Koheles says you should. And back and forth, Rav Achai says, look, that's a pasuk in Koheles. Meanwhile, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. And meanwhile, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. And so the back and forth between the two of them, trying to understand better what exactly happens to the tzaddik when he dies. Ad kan, that is the end of today's daf. And tomorrow we pick it up at the very bottom. Amalei Ha'utzaduki.